Listening Library presents Bound by Blood and Sand by Becky Allen. Read for you by January Lavoie. Chapter 1. Sometimes when the sun made her dizzy and her skin burned and peeled and there was no water to spare, Jay thought about revenge. She was in charge of the estate's grounds, and here in the garden, a cactus loomed over her work. Decades old, it overshadowed everything but the fountain. Back when it still rained, the cactus had grown enormous red flowers. Now there was no rain. There were no flowers, but the spines still grew, some of them as long as Jay's hand and as thick as her finger. She tossed weeds into a sack so she could drag them out back, but she eyed the cactus for a long moment before turning away. She'd never be able to get her hands on a real weapon. But if she ever had a few minutes of freedom from the curse, she could do damage with one of those spines.
Jay! Jay, there you are! Don't move!
Jay's body went stone still at the unexpected order, which locked her in place where she knelt. She could only shift her gaze to look up. Lady Sherrod was already moving away from the window she'd yelled from, leaving the faded gold curtains swaying in her wake. So Jay waited, using the moment to catch her breath. As orders went, just waiting wasn't so bad. Not yet, anyway. Though if Lady Sherrod was looking for her, it was to give Jay yet another task. The lady strode into the courtyard a minute later, the scent of noxious perfume accompanying her. That meant bad news. Lady Sherrod only covered herself in perfume when there wasn't enough water to bathe. That meant there would be even less water for Jay to use.